Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System, it's my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Guys, this course is it's built off decades of research, development, my experience as a custom clothier, having dressed thousands of men. I also take my background in evolutionary biology and I apply it to the science of style and how all this information can help you become a better dressed guy. It's action oriented. It's got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons, body language, etiquette, manners, buy lists. Guys, go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. And if you want to find it, just type into Google, the Personal Image System. It should pop up. If not, then go check out Real Men, Real Style, and you'll see a banner right over there. Or you can always email me, antonio@realmenrealstyle.com. The habits of stylish men. One thing I've learned over the years working with thousands of men is it's not one big change that happens in their image, their presentation, that actually helps them understand and start to leverage the power of style. It's making systematic changes every single day, small things that build up, that it's a 1% daily, that if you think about that, over the period of a year, has a huge effect on the way they present themselves. Habits are very powerful because they sneak up on you. If you make it a habit to take care of your footwear, you make it a habit to lay out your clothing the night before, you make it a habit to schedule your barber visits, all of a sudden, you're ahead of the game. You're not scrambling at the last minute trying to get that haircut. You're all of a sudden, you wake up late. Well, guess what? It's easier to dress sharp because everything's laid out than it would be simply to try to go actually dress down. So these habits, guys, I'm not going to share with you everything. This is actually a bonus course that I've got within my personal image system. And so I've got numerous bonus courses, but this habit one I give after the guys have gone through my main program, because what I want to stress is that it's these small changes. It's these small things that we do daily that are going to ensure you take the information, that you act on it, and that you really are being the best dressed man, because you can understand the knowledge. You can have the knowledge at your fingertips. You can actually have great looking, great fitting clothing sitting in your wardrobe. But if you don't have the habits, then all of a sudden you're not actually going to take the action. You're not going to follow through to actually be that sharp dressed man. So one of the key habits, and I'll start with, is taking care of your shoes. And I've talked about it a little bit earlier, talked a little bit about shoes, but I didn't get into cleaning your shoes, conditioning your shoes, and polishing your shoes. In addition, I could also talk about lacing your shoes and using shoe trees, but those are going to go a little bit beyond. Right now, I would say the first thing you want to have is you want to have a simple shoe shine box. You can find them anywhere from $30 on Amazon to, I've got some I know that are like $250 handmade here in the US, and they come with a great kit. You want to make sure that you've got a shoe shine box, because it's not going to magically shine your shoes, but what it will do is keep everything you need to shine your shoes in one place. So when you get home, I'd recommend at the end of a day, that's when a man, not necessarily you don't have to shine them, but you do want to clean them. You want to get off the dirt, get off the grime, and take a couple minutes to do a quick polish. And this is where you just apply a little bit on the toe, maybe on the back heel, and you're just getting it ready. It's not a long polish. You do that once a week. But for most guys, to take a minute to have that habit where they go through and they clean off. Why does that matter? So cleaning your shoes matters, especially if you're in an area in which there is just lots of salt out there. I live in Wisconsin. They use salt on the roads. They use salt throughout the winter to basically melt the ice. It's everywhere. People are throwing out in front of their shops. So if you walk anywhere in leather shoes in Wisconsin, you're going to get salt on your shoes. You want to get this off. So I like to have a nice damp rag. When I come back, I can quickly brush off any of the dirt, anything off my shoes, and then quickly wipe them down with the damp cloth. that's going to remove probably 95 or more percent of that salt that's right there on the shoes. Some of it will be in there, but that goes down to when I do a deeper cleaning once a week, and then I condition the shoes. And that takes me to part number two. So let's say that you've been cleaning your shoes, you've been doing the spot polish, then all of a sudden, I would say once a week, you definitely want to condition your shoes, assuming that you've worn them five, maybe six times that week. Most guys are going to be rotating shoes in or out, so you may be able to go 2 weeks between conditioning. But what conditioning does, it actually penetrates the leather and it actually moistens on the inside. It makes it malleable. It makes it so that it's not going to crack, because if you don't take care of leather and it gets wet, oftentimes when the water leaves, it takes more water when it leaves than when it enters. And what that can do is lead the leather to dry out. And when leather cracks, there isn't anything you can do about it. Leather is made, if you can imagine these fibers that are overlapping each other, once you lose that ability for it to be able to move like skin and it cracks, it can't be brought together. It can't be repaired. And so you are going to lose the ability to wear those shoes unless you're happy wearing them with cracks. I've had this happen to shoes, guys, so I know what I'm talking about here. Let's say you're looking for a great conditioner. A wide variety out there. What you want to be looking for is something, though, that says conditioner. Sometimes they're going to have multiple combinations. You'll see creams that are a mix of a polish and a conditioner. I like to have a pure conditioner, such as, you know, Leather Honey is fine, but understand a pure conditioner is not the same as polishing your shoes. So this is the third habit in this triad that I'm covering here. But once a week, you need to do a great polish. If you are a customer-facing representative with the company, you meet with people, you are in sales, then maybe you want to give a little bit more of a polish than just a quick touch-up. But I would say once a week, you want to have a deep polish. What polish does is it leaves a layer, oftentimes of wax or another substance, which is going to have an outside protection. This is important because remember I talked about cleaning your shoes? Well, you never have the salt penetrate the leather because you've got layers and layers of polish, which are in a sense keeping it off. Whenever they get wet, whenever you step in snow, whenever you spill or you get splashed water on your shoes, it's the polish, it's that oil, it's the wax, which is going to repel the water and keep it off. That's why polishing is so important. It's that protective layer. So when you scuff your shoes, it doesn't penetrate the leather. What it does is it just dislodges the wax. And yeah, you can tell that it got scuffed, but it wasn't permanent damage to the shoe. So that's one of the biggest habits that I see men not, and oftentimes it's because they don't own high quality footwear. Once you start to spend money on footwear, then you start to take time and you actually have to start taking a bit more care with your shoes. Interesting note about shoes. When you look at some of the richest men in the world, Prince Charles or his sons. If you look at their footwear, these guys can afford to buy new shoes, but oftentimes they're wearing the same shoes that they've owned, in Princess Charles' case, for 20, 30 years. Why does he wear the same shoes? Because they stand up, because they get better with time. And when you take care of your footwear, it's really nice because it's just going to look better with age. Now, another thing you want to be looking at is maintaining your clothing. So stylish men have the habit of when they see something starting to fray, that they don't ignore it. When they see a button about to fall off, they don't ignore it until it falls off and they can't find the button. What they do is they take a couple minutes and they sew back on the button. Or you actually, when you take your clothing to the cleaners, you're very, careful about pointing out, I need this button sewn on, I need this one cut off, re-sewn on. Yes, they will do that for you, the cleaners, if you ask. You may have to pay a little bit of extra, but it's a lot better than when you go to button up your top button and you've got an important meeting and all of a sudden you realize there's no button there. That's what you don't want to have happen. Another thing with maintaining your clothing is simply, little things like brushing your suit after you wear it. You should have a suit brush for your jacket, for your suit after every wear. Not that it may even look dirty, but what happens is when you're eating food, little bits of cake or whatever it is you were eating of food actually can fall into. So you want to pay attention to your arms. You want to pay attention to your shoulders. Dirt can build up there as well. Suits are made oftentimes from wool. And if you leave some of that food or gets lodged in there, it can actually attract bacteria, which is going to start to break down and damage your suit. So by brushing your suit after each wear, not only are you going to be, is it going to last longer, but you're going to be able to go longer between cleanings. Now, I did also talk about laying out your clothing the night before. This is one of those secrets that we probably knew as kids. I know from my daughter, this helps a lot. She's a little bit of a fashionista. And if we don't have the clothing laid out, we will be spending, you know what I'm talking about. I know some of you guys got kids like this. You'll be spending 30 minutes trying to figure out what it is that she wants to wear. She can't find it. When you lay out your clothing the night before, what you're doing is you're going through the thought process of how do I want to look? What do I need to dress for? And is everything ready? And at that point, you deal with, wow, I didn't notice, but this shirt has a stain on the collar. I didn't notice, but my shoes are not polished, or the shoes I want to wear with this particular suit are not polished. I can't find a tie, or where is that tie that I wanted to wear? I highly recommend you get a valet. And a valet, it's one of these items that basically holds your jacket. And I know some of you guys are going to be a bit more casual. You don't have to, you know, but you could simply have a dresser that you put this on. You could have a particular area where you put your clothing. I know when I go to the gym the night before, I'll put my clothing in the bag. Oftentimes when I'm coming out of the gym, especially in the winter, I'll be wearing a sweater with jeans, with nice dress boots, with a belt, with underwear. I've got everything though already in the bag. So in the morning, if I wake up late or if I've got something, I want to have coffee a little bit longer with my wife, I'm not worried about having to go over and find anything because it's already set. Make sense? So I'm also going to recommend that you look at subscription services. So this is something that a lot of guys are kind of surprised or it's, I think, really cool since the advent of the internet that we're able to get these services that will, in a sense, deliver products right to you. There's many of them out there, especially if you don't have a lot of time, if you're a super busy guy. Spreza Box is one of them I really like. I think it's like 20, 25 bucks a month, and all of a sudden you're getting new ties, you're getting all these like pretty cool items. Birchbox for men is another great item if you want to explore new grooming products that you know just want simply delivered to your door. There's a company called blacksocks.com. I've been a big fan of them for a long time, and what I love is they simply deliver what you would think, black socks. But how many times have you gone into your sock drawer and you can't find socks, or you've somehow lost them, or you've got, you know, they've got holes in them? So being able to hand that off to a subscription service. And there are some out there like Men's Style Lab that will deliver an entire box of clothing so you can rebuild your wardrobe. But simply by having that and you not having to think about it and systemizing it, all of a sudden you're going to be able to elevate your level of style. The last tip I'm going to recommend here is to schedule your barber visits beforehand. Now, one of my favorite places, Stag over in Milwaukee. What I liked about what Stag and Jen's doing over there is that her cuts are going to be a little bit pricier, at least for Milwaukee. I thought that they were above average, the cost. However, one thing that she offers is that you can pop in at any time and get a touch-up for free. So you just want to get the hair around your ears, the back of your neck shaved. She'll do that at no cost. So if that's not, you know, you can't find a place, maybe it does that, but you do want to find it so that once a month, once every 2 weeks, whatever your schedule is, you've got it set up. And a lot of these places, they actually have it so that if you buy in advance, or if you buy using maybe a certain card, or if you get it set up, that you'll get a discount. You'll get a great deal. The key here, gentlemen, is that you've got this set well ahead of the time that you need it. Because what you don't want to be doing is scrambling the last minute, and all of a sudden you're looking around, you're trying to figure out, hey, I need to get my hair cut, I don't have time, are they going to be able to fit me in? When you've got it set up way ahead of schedule, guys, you're going to be, in a sense, you're proactive, not reactive. All right, guys, if you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 21. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Gentlemen, I've got two options for you. First, go check out the Personal Image System. That's what this entire episode was based off of. It's got the science of style where it's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, 100-plus lessons with resource material. Or go check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there. In that app, you're going to find infographics, thousands of free videos and articles. I've also got free ebooks at Real Men Real Style, free courses, and I've got a free consultation system. So you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and it spits out a personalized video for you. Gents, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.